I'm Alexia Ridley with Athens News Matters, a show dedicated to local news, current events, and community outreach efforts. Today, my guests are the candidates running for Athens-Clarke County Commission District 5. They discuss why they're running, unique challenges facing their district, and their plans to address concerns. All that and more next on Athens News Matters. Hello, I'm Alexia Ridley, host of Athens News Matters. My guests today are District 5 incumbent Commissioner Jared Bailey and challengers Tim Denson and Danielle Benson. I want to thank you both for being here. Thank all three of you for being here today. Normally, I have just two, so this is nice, a nice full show. We always appreciate that. And I'm just going to start by asking all of you about your backgrounds and, you know, what got you to this point. I'm going to start with you first, Jared. You're the incumbent commissioner. Tell us a little bit about how you ended up where you are.
Certainly. Well, I came to school here in Athens and fell in love with it, like a lot of people. That's an old story you hear all the time. But I started working in the music business in downtown Athens and got my degree in entrepreneurism from the Terry College of Business and started several music-oriented businesses. Then I got involved with the community and started some nonprofits. So I went from being a regular entrepreneur to being a social entrepreneur. Worked on a lot of different projects and on certain causes, and felt that probably the best way for me to be able to advance some of these causes would be to become one of the commissioners who were the decision makers in the community. So I've been doing that for the past 7.25 years.
I like the term social entrepreneur. That's good. And we will move on to you, Danielle, if you can tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got here.
Sure. Thanks for having me. So I grew up in Fayetteville, south of Atlanta, and came to Georgia, and I'm a Terry graduate in the 90s. Moved to Atlanta for 12 years, worked for Bell South in a leadership program. Every 18 months, my job was changed, and so I've done process improvement, industrial engineering, training, development and delivery, IT program management, and then sales. And then left Bell South, went to a startup, so learned about working in a startup, totally different environment. So I have a lot of diverse experience there, and spent 12 years figuring out how do I get back to Athens. And so moved back to Athens in 2011 to start the franchise of Massage Envy here. Opened that in May of 2012. Interestingly, the same week that I opened the business, I started dating my now husband, Reese. And we got married a year later and have two little girls.
Great timing.
I know. The worst timing ever, actually. I'm starting a business. I don't have time to be dating.
And yet you managed.
We did. We figured it out. Got married a year later. Then we have two girls. Hadley is 3.5 and Harper's 2. And so I'm a wife, mom, business owner, and then also I volunteer a lot in the community. I work with Hope Haven. I'm on the board there and chair the fashion show, and then work with ESP. That community of people is very near and dear to my heart, and have worked with Children's Health Care of Atlanta and just really been a fundraiser for some of the nonprofits here in Athens.
And Tim Denson?
I grew up as a preacher's kid down in rural South Florida. And after graduating from Edison College in Fort Myers, at that time I was working with a cooperative record label and a touring musician. And so Athens is honestly the best place for a musician and somebody who loves the arts to be in the South. So I moved up to Athens and played thousands of shows all across the United States and Canada for years, and then got really inspired and got involved in activism and advocacy in 2011, after I lived here for about 7 years already. And since then, I've worked as a community organizer, working with the Georgia NAACP and the Athens-Clarke County NAACP, Moral Monday Georgia, Athens for Everyone, of course, and ran for mayor in 2014. And after that, started getting more involved with local government stuff and sat on the ACC Vision Committee and the Transit Stakeholders Committee. And I've really just been dedicated to organizing and focusing on racial, social, and economic justice issues here in Athens-Clarke County for the last 7 years. And I feel like the next best way for me to really focus on those and advance those issues is to be on the county commission.
Right. Well, I want to ask each of you a little bit also about why you're running. So, Tim, we'll start with you. I know you touched on it a bit, but tell me why you're running. What are you offering the community?
Sure. Well, right now, I feel like our current strategy with Athens Hart County government is just not working. We have a 38% poverty rate that's just been hanging around consistently. We have a dire shortage of affordable, decent housing here. And we still have discrimination happening here in our community in 2018 here in Athens based on people's race or religion or sexual orientation. And so I feel like those things need to be addressed. And the only way we're going to address them is with bold action and bold policies that's really going to be somebody who's willing to take on those issues and have the political capital. And honestly, I feel like the only way we can take on those issues is if we're organizing the community, working with everyone here. And that's kind of my background, is knocking on doors, having conversations with people, working with them to create policy, advocate for policy, and pass it. And I think I can use that years of experience of organizing and successfully seeing things through, like Sunday bus service and living wages for all county workers, and take that on to these larger issues.
And Danielle, we'll go to you next.
Sure,
while you're running.
So sorry.
That's okay.
Tried to get not
Colin called. Is terrible.
I apologize for that. So I'm running because I want to give back. This is about service of others, not service of self. It's not a political stepping stone for me. This is about me using my unique skill set and background to help serve my community of Athens. I'm a mom and a business owner. I'm obsessed with Athens. I want to keep it as amazing as it is and serve my community as a commissioner.
And tell me, Jared, why you're running again. Obviously, it was important to you to run and do what you're doing now. And tell me why you want to continue.
Certainly. Well, I've been working to make this community better for over 40 years. And that's part of the reason that people like to come here. It helped create a lot of the music and arts scene that people are so attracted to, helped promote it, worked on different causes and different organizations and mental health and teen pregnancy prevention. Right now I'm the chair of the Board of Health. I do a lot of things in the community already. And as a commissioner, we have made some progress, not as much as I'd like, but we have made some progress. I want to continue being a part of the process. So in our next group of commissioners and mayor, that we can do a lot more. Also, one of the things that I do very well is I do a lot of service to my constituents. I help people with problems they have, be it something as simple as a pothole, or they're having actual problems with the police. They feel like they're being persecuted or something like that, although that's usually not the case. We actually have a very good police department. But I do a lot of constituent service, and I want to continue to do that. And I want to continue to help make this town one of the places that people love to live.
And let me ask each of you about some of the priorities you have, which obviously we've touched on a bit. But what are some of the priorities you have that you see in the district that you can address? Because, you know, you're one commissioner, obviously, but you're representing this district. And you know you're hoping to make a difference. And Jared, we'll start with you about priorities that you have that you want to see in District 5.
Sure. I will say that I think that the priorities in District 5 are similar to the rest of the community. And when you are a commissioner, you are dealing with trying to make decisions that are best for the whole community. There are some commissioners who will not vote in favor of things because it's not helping their side of town versus the other side of town. That's kind of short-sighted, I think. The problems in my district are, like I say, very similar to other places. We need to make sure that we have adequate facilities for our citizens. We need to make sure we have good roads. We need to make sure we have safe neighborhoods. We need to make sure we have opportunities for people to use alternative transportation. We need to improve our bus lines. We need to improve our number of sidewalks and bike lanes. I'm also very concerned. I've always been very focused on environmental issues. I want to see us have more plans and actions that are make our county more sustainable, that we use our resources wisely and continue to conserve natural resources that we have.
Now, we have a sustainability office now in Athens. So
that's
that
a fairly
part of
recent
the effort?
Thing. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It's a recent effort. We're doing some things with some new things with solar power. As you probably know, we've gotten hybrid buses, which is a good thing. I was actually pushing for electric buses, but we're making some progress, and I'm glad to see it.
And Tim, let me ask you, what are priorities for you for District 5?
Well, some of the larger priorities that I've heard for the entire county, I think, obviously speak to people in District 5 too, which are those ideas of pushing for racial justice to make sure that we have Athens Civil Rights Committee so that everybody feels like Athens is their home, they're treated fairly here. Some of the bigger the criminal justice reform, the same way. So right now we have a criminal justice system that really, especially in the courts and the way we have cash bail put in place and the fact that we have so many people being arrested for nonviolent small crimes like a small amount of marijuana, those things are actually building up and leading towards that larger poverty rate by keeping people in that cycle of poverty. And then, like I said, focusing just on that larger social justice issue of creating an Athens Civil Rights Committee and civil rights legislation so that not only are we working to fight discrimination here in our county, but we're also using that as a tool to build a more inclusive bench for future leaders. Right now, we don't have a nearly diverse enough county government when it comes to the elected officials and also when it comes to who sits on our boards and committees and even on staff. And so that Athens Civil Rights Committee will be a great way for us to build that diverse bench. But there are some specific issues, I feel like, that are really speaking just to District 5 people that you'd only really hear if you're knocking on people's doors like I have been for the last few months, having conversations with people's porches about what really affects them. And some of those things are having equitable services and infrastructure in the entire county inside and outside the loop, like back where I live, making sure that we have, you know, a trash service that really works for people outside of the city limits and making sure that we have a public transit system that really serves the people of District 5. Right now, District 5 is one of the districts with the least amount of public transit going through it. And some of those things, like I just had these discussions with people and they've told me about the need to really address, you know, our failing septic systems and sewage systems on the outside of the county. It's a big issue that people have told me over and over and over again, which plays into the need for decent, affordable housing, like, you know. So I've been really excited to be able to go and have those conversations. And that's the way I want to continue governing, not just running for office, but continue governing if I'm elected to work with those people so I can keep hearing those issues and really be tuned in to what those specific needs are, not just for the entire county, but for the people in District 5.
Are you surprised that you and Governor Deal agree with about cash bail?
I am actually a little bit. And I was very happy to see that that state legislation that they tried to push that was actually going to ban municipalities from actually putting cash bail reforms in place, that legislation lost. And thankfully, we can actually move forward on this on the local level.
And Danielle, what are your priorities for the district?
So I think it's interesting that the three of us share a lot of priorities because I think we've all been talking to the voters of the district. I know that I've been on a lot of
That's encouraging
porches.
As well.
I think it's promising for Athens. I think it's promising for Athens that this race isn't contentious and mean and ugly, that we've all been respectful of each other, and I'm thankful to these two gentlemen for that. I, too, value diversity on the commission, which is why I'm running. I'd like to see more women on our commission. I'd like to see more moms. I'd like to see more business owners on our commission. Some things that are important to me is I want to make sure that every decision the commission makes, because they are all interconnected, have the lens of does this support our families and our schools, and does this decision support economic development and workforce development? And those are things that I really want to work towards. Affordable housing is near and dear to my heart. I have some ideas on what we can do to make that possible in District 5 and throughout Athens-Clarke County. So I want to use my experience to get in there and work for the constituents of District 5.
Well, it seems like affordable housing obviously is an issue. A lot of people who work in Athens find it difficult to actually live in Athens because some of the jobs don't pay enough money to actually live comfortably in Athens. And then there's a lot of expensive housing, I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big challenge. Jared, let's start with you as a commissioner. Is it a difficult task kind of managing expectations and the maybe practical realities that we're living in right now?
Absolutely. You've got to understand, most people don't really know how our local government works, unfortunately, and I welcome folks to come forward and try to learn. We've actually got a Citizens Academy going on right now. But it's kind of limited in what we can directly do on those issues. It is surprising, though, when you look at the statistics, the prices of housing and the prices of rents in Athens Clark County are actually much lower than people think. They're some of the lowest ones in a county this size with this many people. So it's not quite as bad. But, of course, the problem is that people aren't really paid enough. Now, we recently made sure that we brought all of our employees up to a living wage, and I'd like to see us find ways to encourage others to do that. But we can't make the University of Georgia do it. We can't make a big manufacturer do that. But we can encourage it. That helps. When you're getting paid a living wage, you can afford your housing. Also, we're not in the business of building housing, and we can't tell people who own a piece of property, you have to build affordable housing here. You know, if you want to build student condos, high-rises, whatever, you're allowed to do it by law. Now, I will tell you that I was against the many, far too many high-rise student apartments in downtown. Probably the only commissioner voted against all of them. But we can't tell people what to do with their property. There is a problem with that. You got to set your laws and allow people to do by right what the laws say. Now, there are other ways we can encourage affordable housing. But I think the main thing we need to do is encourage finding ways for people to have a living wage. And we're going to try and go about that the best way we can.
Well, Tim, I know you obviously support a living wage and affordable housing. And how do you see working in the constraints placed on you? How can you go about trying to make some changes?
I think we got to be creative and we got to think outside the box. And we got to be working with the people in our community, including the great minds at University of Georgia. I was very proud to be part of the push to get living wages paid to every single county worker here. They came about whenever I was president of Athens for Everyone. We actually got contacted by a few ACC workers pointing out that they were getting paid actually minimum wage, which we found pretty shocking. And, you know, I actually put forward an open records request to the county government to pull wage data on see how many people were being paid underneath MIT's living wage setting. And that kind of started the ball rolling of us pushing for every county worker, part-time and full-time, to be paid a living wage. And it actually also set in place them going and doing a larger wage study to make sure that we were actually paying everybody what they deserve to be paid based on their experience and what job they were doing and stuff, which just hadn't been done in quite a few years on the county government's level. And now we're starting to see some of the positive things coming out of that, such as with the police department looking into better retention and actually having more competitive wages. So I was very, very proud to be part of that part. And I think that shows that while there definitely are constraints on what we can do based on state law, based on, as Jared put it, you know, working with the University of Georgia, I think that shows that there are little crevices that we can dig in there and to make some positive gains on. And those positive gains hopefully start to snowball eventually. And I think, you know, getting the county government to pay living wages to all year-round workers puts a little bit of pressure on University of Georgia to pay their workers a little better, too, and other employers throughout the region. It might have been small, like it looked kind of small with those wage gains that we gave to the county workers. But after we looked into it, I think it was an average annual gain there of almost $2,000 to some of these employees. I mean, that changes your life, you know, that extra $2,000. So I think there's other ways that we can find ways to do that when it comes to affordable housing. You know, it's true we can't force, you know, builders to build what we want them to. But whenever they come with requests for on variances, asking for different changes that they can get by on, we can say, OK, but we also want to ask for you to include some affordable housing in these units through an inclusionary zoning ordinance, as they've done now in Atlanta recently and also in Chapel Hill. And also in Atlanta, they've created community trust funds so that communities that are seeing gentrification happening and raising rents, people being forced out, can actually have a fund of money that they can use to help guide and control the development that happens in their own communities. And those have also been used very successfully here in the South.
And Danielle, do you have, I know obviously affordable housing is a concern for everyone who lives in Athens.
Absolutely. When we talk about affordable housing, and my husband is a builder, so that's something, again, that's very near and dear to our hearts. We want everybody that wants to be able to buy a single-family home to not be priced out. We want people to be able to have a yard for their kids to play in the backyard, right? Like, that is important to us. There's some ways we can do it, as Tim alluded to, with some ordinances and some variances. We have some that are pretty restrictive right now. We actually did a housing exercise on a piece of property in District 5 because we were looking to build some affordable housing right at $100,000, single-family homes. And the cost due to our ordinances made it prohibitive. There was no way that we could do it. Period. So we have some ideas on some things that need to be changed there. Sewer, as Tim talked about, I hear that from people constantly on their front porch. It needs to be extended out to the 5th District. We need to look at lot size. Lots of things that we could look for affordable housing. In addition to that, I'm a business owner. I understand economic development, and I really want to work to bring in those high-paying jobs and celebrate those employers that do pay the higher wages. We need to be touting them. We need to make them feel very welcomed. We need to encourage them to come to our city and bring those jobs. But along with that, we need to be able to develop our workforce and provide some free training through the multitude of education systems that we have here available to us in Athens, and provide the training to our workforce so we have a skilled workforce that's ready to meet the demand of those jobs as we bring them in.
And let me ask you, Danielle, we'll stick with you right here.
Sure.
You said, you know, you own a small business here in Athens, and how do you think you can help Athens become or remain business friendly?
So I would challenge that we're not business friendly, and I hear that every day from business owners around Athens. We have some stifling regulatory structure, and I hear from commissioners who have pushed back on me, which I welcome, that say, no, that's not true. We fixed the planning department process. We fixed this. We fixed that. And I said, I hear that you think it's fixed, but people going through it day in, day out, it's not fixed. So we need to listen to our private sector, understand what their challenges are, and then fix it, because perception is reality, and the perception right now is that we are unfriendly to business. So I want to work to change that by partnering with our private and public together, and let's have some meetings, and let's talk about some creative ways to streamline some processes. So
more small businesses, more jobs.
Absolutely. I mean, I employ 40 people in this city, and I'm proud of that. And I want to encourage other people to come to the city and employ local Athenians. And let's bolster this economy and give people opportunities. In my business, I encourage my employees to develop their own small businesses. I've actually fostered that for a couple of my employees. They've now left my business and have started their own small businesses. And I'm immensely proud of that. So I want to create that kind of fostering relationship in Athens-Clarke County as well.
And Jared, as a commissioner, you know, I've had other commissioners on the show address the issue where they do feel like Athens is getting an unfair rap as non-business friendly. What would you say as a commissioner on that topic of concern?
Well, let me give you a little background. Before I was a commissioner, I worked as a professional economic development professional. I worked with entrepreneurs to bring them to the city, to foster the people in the city. I've got training from the International Economic Development Council. I am a very well-schooled person in this and have helped many people open businesses besides starting my own. Now, we have a reputation that Danielle alluded to, but I think that's among a certain set of people who don't know that we have made some changes. And there are people that we talk to. We poll businesses from around the state and businesses that we deal with, and they enjoy working with our staff and working with our regulations because it's very professional, they're well thought out. I really think that it is just a perception, and some people you just can't change their mind. There's a lot of perceptions about this town, but we all know it's a good place, and we all just need to work to make it better. And I think we have made our planning and zoning and business development efforts, I think we've improved them greatly.
All of us are living here, so. But Tim, yeah. Also, I know you want to help workers out, mm-hmm. but also it's important to have businesses in the area who can actually hire people.
Sure.
What do you think about the business friendliness of Athens?
I've definitely heard this reputation also, and I think that a lot of it's just lingering. I think maybe a few years ago we were definitely struggling. I think there has been a lot of improvements. Me and my wife owned a small business for a number of years here, and sure, there was some hoops we had to jump through, and I definitely think there's probably some ways that we could make it a little better, but I thought the experience for the most part was good. And I think we're starting to see the positive ramifications of those changes with now we had for years we were seeing a lot of businesses go and leave and go into Epps Bridge Parkway and setting up shop in Oconee County. And there's still that happening a little bit, but we're definitely starting to see that shift go back. I work on Atlanta Highway and I work in a shopping center that was just about a year and a half ago, 50% vacant. It is full, totally full, except for one opening there. Planet Fitness has moved in, Bargain Hut, Bell's. Those businesses are coming back to Atlanta Highway. And I'm happy to see like so many people here in Athens being loyal to those businesses who decided to stay here in Athens and to make sure our money is going to the tax base so we can help everyone here. But I do feel like the main thing we need to be focusing on here, and part of that is by helping employers, but is making sure that the working class Athenians here are really helped out. And there's other ways that we could be doing that, such as fare free public transit so that people have more money in their pocket to actually spend at those local businesses, and making sure that everybody has access to quality, affordable child care, and making sure, again, that we're just breaking that cycle of poverty that's partially created by criminal justice system, which has much needed reforms, like getting rid of, decriminalizing marijuana so that we're not spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars every year jailing people for just having a joint on them and not hurting anybody else in that situation. So, I think we help small businesses in general, by helping working class Athenians, give them more purchasing power, more buying power, and just really driving that local economy.
Right, and we are winding very low on time, but I want each of you to give me just a short few seconds. Tell me how people can contact you if they are interested in finding out more about your campaigns. Tim, start with you.
The best way to do is just go to timdensonforathens.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or just give me a call. My telephone number is 706-372-0681. I prioritize getting back to people. My email is timmdenson@gmail.com. And I look forward to working with the people of District 5 to make an Athens that works for everyone.
Jarrett?
Thank you. It's pretty easy to get in touch with me. I think you can find a lot of people that live in District 5 that find that I'm very easy to get in touch with and that I call them back. My number is 706-338-9019. My email is jared.bailey@accgov.com. I also have a Facebook page that's Reelect Jared Bailey. But I welcome people to call me. I think you'll find that I work hard for my constituents.
All right. And Danielle.
Thanks. So you can reach me. My website is danielle@bensonforathens.com. That's my email. I apologize. My website is bensonforathens.com. My cell is 770-377-1361. You might hear a kid in the background, but I will definitely take your call. I've been pretty responsive. A lot of people in the district have my information as we've left our palm cards and talked to people on their porches. But I welcome people to call me with differing opinions. Let's talk about it. Let's come to a good solution.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks to all of my guests, District 5 Commissioner Jared Bailey and challengers Tim Denson and Danielle Benson. I would also like to thank WUGA interns Paul Oshinsky and Alex Vandenhoevel. To hear this show again, visit WUGA.org for a podcast. For questions or comments, visit our Facebook page. This show does not reflect the views of the station. Athens News Matters is a production of WUGA, a broadcast service of the University of Georgia. I'm Alexia Ridley.